Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to tell you about one of my favourite British recipes, rhubarb crumble. The idea of a crumble comes from Britain and Ireland, and it is a dish that can be served as a sweet or a savoury dish. The sweet version uses stewed fruit, and the savoury version uses meat, vegetables, and a sauce for the filling. I chose to talk about crumbles because they are quite easy to make, and they are the perfect dessert to warm us up during the winter time. So, the ingredients that we'll need. We'll need 200 millilitres of freshly squeezed orange juice, 125 grams of sugar, 2-star anise, 1 stick of cinnamon broken in half, 1 vanilla pod, 450 grams of rhubarb, and for the actual crumble topping, we need 50 grams of butter, 75 grams of flour, 50 grams of demerara sugar, and 50 grams of flaked almonds, and also a pinch of ground cinnamon. So, what we need to do first is preheat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius, and in a small saucepan, we need to put the orange juice, sugar, star anise, cinnamon, and vanilla, and start simmering it gently until the liquid becomes a syrup. While we're doing that, we can start chopping the rhubarb into 5 centimetre pieces and laying them in a 23 centimetre square ovenproof dish. When the syrup is ready, we'll pour it over the rhubarb and set it aside while we make the crumble mix. To make the crumble topping, what we need to do is rub all the topping ingredients together in a mixing bowl. So that's the butter, the flour, the demerara sugar, and the 50 grams of blanched flaked almonds. We rub them all together in a bowl until it makes big crumbs, like breadcrumbs, and then we scatter it over the rhubarb and the syrup that are already in the baking dish. And then we pop it in the oven for about 35 to 40 minutes until the crumble topping is golden, and then we serve it with clotted cream or with hot custard.